This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Gravely ill Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny was evacuated to Germany for medical treatment Saturday. Lauren Anthony of Reuters has details.
The longtime opponent of Russia's President Vladimir Putin and a campaigner against corruption collapsed on a plane on Thursday after drinking tea his allies believe was laced with poison. On arrival in Berlin, 44-year-old Navalny was rushed in a convoy of ambulance and police cars to the city's Charité hospital complex. In a statement, the hospital said it will provide an update on his condition once tests have been completed, adding this could take some time. Medical staff at the hospital in Omsk said Friday evening that he was in an induced coma and that his life was not in immediate danger. Navalny has been a large thorn in the Kremlin's side for more than a decade, exposing what he says is high-level graft and mobilizing rallies that draw crowds of young protesters.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. The head of the UN's Atomic Watchdog Agency says he will head to Tehran next week to press Iranian authorities for access to sites where the country is thought to have stored or used undeclared nuclear material. AP's Zaria Shakili reports.
It will be the first visit to Iran of International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Grossi since he took office last December and comes amid intense international pressure on the country over its nuclear program. The focus will be on access to sites thought to be from the early 2000s, before Iran signed the 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. Iran maintains the IAEA inspectors have no legal basis to inspect these sites. The Iranian delegation to international organizations in Vienna tweeted that it hopes the visit will lead to reinforced mutual cooperation. I'm Zaria Shakili.
You can find more at voanews.com.